everyone 62 and older can get it for just $7 for regular features. With Dolby Surround Sound, a digital surround, easy access from I-95, and the most comfortable theater experience around, visit Bangor Mall Cinema 10, 557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everyone in the family.
Rebates have doubled, yep, doubled, for our most efficient heat pump systems. At Valley Home Services, get $1,000 off your first system and $500 off your second. And don't wait for the rebate. Valley Home Services provides rebates instantly. With combined savings and financing options, now is the best time to have Valley Home Services install your heat pump system. Double rebates. Call now for your free consultation and start saving up to 50% on heating and cooling. Valley Home Services, home is our middle name.
Penobscot Theater presents...
Hold on to your hat, old boy.
A fast-paced comedy.
There's something you didn't know about this weekend.
One night, two couples, and a table set with lies.
My wife wasn't supposed to be here.
Funny and a little bit naughty.
It made me so mad I could do unmentionable things.
Don't Dress for Dinner, January 30th through February 16th at Bangor's Historic Opera House. Tickets at 942-3333 and penobscottheater.org.
Dinner is served.
Minutes after 5 o'clock here on Downtown Wednesday's show with Rich Kimball, and on the telephone line it's our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello, Kyle.
What's up, Rich? How you doing today, man?
We're doing very well, thank you. Nice win last night for the Celtics, a good bounce back against the Heat, and a very impressive performance from Gordon Hayward last night.
Yeah, and that's three straight good performances from Gordon Hayward. You know, three straight games of 20 or more points, and, you know, I'm loving the aggressiveness I'm seeing from him. And I thought last night he was good in the start, he was good in the middle, and he was good at the end. And so, you know, maybe he's starting to find that consistency. And I think, you know, I've said all along, I think he's going to be the key to this season because, you know, at this point you sort of know Kemba's going to rise to the occasion, Tatum's going to be good, Jaylen Brown's going to do his thing. Gordon Hayward needs to be the consistent guy, and then you could really start talking about a serious contender out east.
Also last night, although the numbers may not have reflected it, but boy, down the stretch, Marcus Smart made some awfully big plays.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing, whether it's, you know, diving for loose balls, coming up with steals, making that pass, I mean, and you know, I always say about Marcus Smart, you know, at the end of the game, you know, and he mentioned it last night, he's all about making winning plays, whatever it is. It doesn't always have to be the big three-pointer, the big shot. It could be taking a charge. It could be coming up with the steal or diving for loose balls. And so that's why he's a guy you've got to have out on the floor at the end of games. And he's defending the best player on the other team most times out. And so he's a guy you've got to have on the floor at the end.
Well, tomorrow night, another big matchup with the Golden State Warriors. And the Celtics team always seems to rise to the occasion and play some of their best basketball against Golden State.
Yeah, but this is a different Golden State team. Mm. No Steph Curry, no Klay Thompson. And so I'm afraid this is kind of a trap game. Coming off the big game against Miami, and then you have Philadelphia on Saturday. And so I hope the Celtics don't overlook this Golden State team. I mean, they should win, but you got to come out there and play. I mean, we've seen this team, you know, lose to Washington before and lose to some of the worst teams in the league before. And so you got to come out and play and take care of business. And that's why I'm looking for a fast start tomorrow night. You know, don't give Golden State any hope at the Garden tomorrow.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. The big news out of Patriot land with the retirement again of offensive line coach Dante Scarnecchia. How big a blow is this to the team?
I think this is a huge blow. I mean, think about it. Remember last time he retired, the offensive line was in shambles when he left. And you know, Bill Belichick had to, you know, go begging and pleading for him to come back and get things solidified. And so, you know, I wonder how much that impacts Tom Brady's decision, because Brady sure enough remembers the last time Scarnecchia wasn't around. And so he's a big, you know, he may not be on the field, but he gets guys in the right position. He knows how to coach them. And I just think that's a huge loss. And so how much will that impact Tom Brady's decision? And does Scar leave knowing that Tom Brady probably is leaving? You know, which one comes first, you know? And so I think it's a huge loss for the Patriots.
Yeah, it really has that feeling of a changing of the guard there in Foxborough.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, the only person that you can't get rid of seems to be Josh McDaniels, right? I mean, it's like everybody else is going to take other jobs, retiring, you know, doing all sorts of things, and McDaniels keeps coming back year after year.
As far as the Red Sox, the search goes on for a manager. The Mets found their guy. The Astros are going to hire Dusty Baker. When will the Red Sox find somebody?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, here we are, you know, 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting, basically. And, you know, you still don't have a person, and you're the only team out there still looking. And, you know, I don't know how much it will impact the actual regular season, but I do know this. There's no negative in getting somebody early, you know, and getting the guy you want. So I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know what the holdup is. It's not like they got to wait to talk to somebody or anything like that. And, you know, once teams start reporting for camp and everything, you know, you got to start getting down to business. You got to start getting to know the, you know, their personnel. And you know, whatever manager you bring in, they're going to want to bring in their bench coach, their pitching coach, you know. And so they want to fill out their staff.
Now, they did re-sign Mitch Moreland for a one-year deal, and there have been a lot of these little deals with Moreland, Jose Peraza, getting a new backup catcher. Can we expect anything bigger than that from this team before spring training?
I don't think so. You know, it seems like, you know, the writing's on the wall. You know, they're looking for small deals. They're not looking to make no big splashes or major signings or anything like that. And you know, maybe a Mookie Betts trade. I doubt it, though, at this point. But then if it drags on into the season, you know, you wonder about Mookie's value and how much you can get back on the dollar. And so I don't think you'll see any major transactions in terms of them bringing in talent. It'll be small, you know, one-year deals like we have here because this team is trying to slash payroll.
Got to say, Drapes, finally, we talked about a little bit last week, but finally NBC Sports Boston has a studio almost equal to your talent and good looks.
Yeah, you know, they got to improve a couple of things to get to that point, but it's definitely a joy to walk into every day. You know, it has just a major network feel and look to it, and you know, our offices in Burlington, you know, I enjoy it because I was 5 minutes away from home. But it's fun to be in a different office with NBC 10, Telemundo, NECN, and just having that sort of energy of the other stations around also.
Yeah, it looks great, and can't wait to see the next game tomorrow night. Are you on tonight at all?
No, taking it off tonight, man. Going to spend some family time, get my game face on, and get ready for tomorrow.
Fantastic. We'll be tuned in tomorrow night. Drapes, as always, thanks for making time for us, and we'll visit again next week.
All right, Rich. Talk to you soon.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, checking in on Downtown. Our Boston Insiders brought to you by the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing from 3 to 6 and specials during games. Great service and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Odlin Road in Bangor. It's 525.